Cochlear implants are electrical devices that consist of a system of tiny implantable electrodes that can directly activate so-called hearing nerves in the inner ear, which is also called the cochlea, and that can be used to treat deafness. But only a restricted set of sounds can be signalled this way because the nerves are very difficult to activate. But now University of New South Wales scientist Gary Housley and his colleagues have found that electricity from the cochlear implant can also be used to make cells in the inner ear pick up short pieces of DNA coding for a gene for a nerve growth signal, which is called BDNF, that can be injected into the ear. And when you make this growth factor, this in turn makes the hearing nerves grow and become much more sensitive to signals from the cochlear implant, with the potential to dramatically improve the quality of the hearing experience.
The cochlear, our hearing organ, converts sounds of different frequencies into information that's encoded in the auditory nerve fibers, which then transmit that information to the auditory processing centers in the brain. There are about 4,000 cells called hair cells, and they have these little hair-like processes on the tops of them, and they respond to the vibrations produced by sound and release neurotransmitter that stimulates the auditory neurons.
And when a person goes deaf, what's gone wrong with the cochlear structure in those people?
Typically, it's the hair cells that are the most vulnerable. When the hair cells are lost, then in fact the cells around them also seem to die. And with that, they stop the production of, if you like, a hormone or a chemical that sustains the auditory nerve fibers. Then the auditory nerve fiber dies back. And that's the state that the cochlea lies in, if you like, at the point where people become, you know, severely hearing impaired. And perhaps a cochlear implant might provide a possible means of restoring a degree of hearing to those people.
And when someone has a cochlear implant fitted, how does it work to restore hearing to those areas that have become hard of hearing?
The cochlear implant typically consists of 22 or fewer electrodes. What they do is by passing current from those electrodes out through the cochlear tissue, they're able to electrically stimulate and excite those auditory neurons. And when those neurons fire their action potentials again, people can actually perceive sound.
So how have you sought to improve the situation?
Well, we've tried to find a means to regenerate those auditory neurons, get the nerve fibers to a point where they're much more easily stimulated and therefore give a broader and a richer hearing experience.
And how do you think you can do that?
Through gene therapy, it's possible to get cells to synthesize and release nerve maintenance factors, the neurotrophins, that had been lost when the hair cells, you know, died, if you like. We use the cochlear implant to provide very short electrical pulses, which were effective in actually driving the DNA into cells that were very close to the electrodes to make the nerve fibers head to those electrodes.
How do you get the DNA for the growth factor into the area in the cochlea where you want to use the electricity from the cochlear implant to get it into the adjacent cells?
We produce the DNA which codes for this brain-derived neurotrophic factor, and we're able to inject that into the cochlea, and then we pass the few electrical pulses. And literally within 5 seconds, we've been able to create small pores in cells that are very close to the electrodes. They take up the DNA, and then in short order, they start producing the neurotrophin. And within a few days, the auditory nerve fibers are growing back out and towards the electrodes.
Is this a permanent change, or is this just temporary, this nerve response?
Using our imaging techniques, we could see these new outgrowths for up to 3 months after, you know, our gene therapy. But by the time we'd gone out to 12 weeks, there were far fewer of these nerve fibers. So what is clear to us at the moment is that the expression is waning. So this certainly would be something we'd want to look at and potentially find a means of sustaining the gene therapy for a longer period of time.
And if you make measurements after these nerve cells have grown in this way, in response to the nerve growth factor that you've expressed, does this translate into more sensitive hearing in your experiments?
Well, I think that was the really exciting point. With the regeneration that we achieved, we're able to then make a functional assessment of potential for improved hearing. And the technique that we used for that is very similar to the technique that's used very broadly for newborn baby screening. And that's called auditory brainstem response. We passed small currents through the cochlear implant, gradually step up the amount of current that we're passing until we're able to record a brain wave. And with our gene therapy, we established that much smaller currents could be used to elicit a response. And then as we increased the amount of current, we got progressively a greater increase in the output in those auditory centres in the brain.
Thank you very much to Gary Housley from the University of New South Wales, and he published that work this week in the journal Science Translational Medicine.